Are there particular matches that stand out in your memory, Bob?
Well, of course there are. Yeah, yes, definitely, Malcolm. I think the one that does stand out is when I played for an international Farmers 15. Yeah, I was playing with Jacobs, who was a front row man. Dickie Jupes was playing; he's a farmer, and I scored 3 tries in that game. So I think that was quite a highlight of my career. The other time was when I did play once for the county, and scored a try. My only game for the county, and I did score a try.
Who was that against?
Well, the county was against
Devon. It was,
yeah, Devon.
Well, Gloucestershire against Devon at Bristol on the 14th of November 1959.
Yeah.
So that was in your very first full season for Gloucester, wasn't it?
Yes, it was really. Yeah, I suppose I was drafted in there fairly quickly, really.
You'd only been a regular for a few months, in fact, then.
Yeah, but that was the only game they decided to pick me for, but there it is. I always found playing rugby when I played for Oak Cryptians seconds, going into the first was a pace quicker. And then going from Oak Cryptian from first class local into United was another pace quicker. And you just had to keep going with it. And when I went into Gloucester, that was quicker again from United to Gloucester, and it was a big step from Gloucester to Gloucestershire. It was quite quick, yeah. I just a pace at least. So yeah, it was okay. I did manage to play one game. So
so talk us through your try for Gloucestershire then, Bob.
Oh, comes I think there's a report here somewhere on it. Yeah, let's find the report on the Gloucestershire writer. I'll talk you through it. I remember vaguely, and I've read the report since. The ball came along the line quite quickly. I took the ball and drew my winger and passed it back inside. It went back inside again, and eventually it came back out. And I was lucky to end up with a ball and ran over the line for the try. So I think that's about it. But the other two games I remember very well, the highlights of playing for Gloucester. I scored 3 tries at Leicester, and that was certainly I was very, very pleased after that game, and had quite a lot of reports and papers. Tim's and Co, Dazzle Leicester, and Tim's Thames Tigers, and yeah. So and the other game I remember was I scored 3 tries against Cardiff at King's Own, which I had a few pats on the back for that. So
well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
I think 3 tries at Leicester is probably a unique list.
It's all here in black and white, but it's certainly. I hadn't dug this stuff out for years, and I've been reading through it since you telephoned me to say you'd like to come, and just to refresh my memory, really. So,
well, I'm glad you've had the excuse to do that.
Yeah.
Must be lots of good memories.
Yeah, well, there you go. It comes back, doesn't it? It does come back, yeah. So
do you remember those tries at Leicester?
I remember two of them. I do remember two. I remember two of them against Cardiff at King's Own. On the one occasion, I wasn't getting much of the ball. Of course, we didn't play in any codes or we had a few little signals, but I wasn't getting a lot of the ball. So I thought, well, I better go and look for it. And we were allowed to do that. We played our own game then. And I think on two occasions, I come from the blind side on a scrum and ran round outside Terry Hobson, and he just slipped me the ball and I was through. And it was just a walkover. On two of those tries were easy, but I can't remember the third. So it's probably I don't know. I remember going over down on one game. It mightn't have been the Cardiff game, where there was a lot of hustle and bustle and players, and I ended up with a ball and went over the line, and the try was given. And the next thing I knew, I was being picked up by one hand by Roy Folk. And he lifted me up as though I was a feather. And he just sort of, well done, Bob. But we never had any of this lovey-dovey things. No, not then. You scored a try and that was it. Oh, yeah. But I remember that very well. with Roy Folk, he was so pleased that he got over the line on that particular occasion. Whether we won the game on that try or not, I don't know. And it was I remember that very well. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yes, we were talking, Bob, about the Farmers International County 15 that you played for against E.J. Garland's 15 at Bridgewater in April 1960. How did that match come about?
Well, John Garland wrote to me and asked me if I could was available, and I said, yeah, only two willing. So I went down there with Brian Green, who was playing second row. And now Brian Green was a vet, so I suppose it qualified him to be in connection with the Farmers. So I went down with Brian, and we had a very enjoyable day. And I was honoured to be invited to go and play in that game.
That was probably the only game you played with Dickie Jeeps, wasn't it?
Indeed it was. I played against him a few times, yeah. Dickie Jeeps. I did Northampton scrum half, yeah. And talking about Dickie Jeeps, when Dickie Jeeps retired, Mickey Booth should have stepped straight into his shoes. There's no two ways about it. But he didn't, so that was that. Everybody else was given a go except Mickey. But no, going back to Dickie Jeeps, yeah, he was a good scrum half, yeah, he was. And it was a pleasure to play with him. And I think there's Jacobs is another one there who was at front row. Honour to play with these guys, yeah, yeah. Definitely for me anyway. I wasn't exactly a sort of star in my day, but I was there. I supported everybody else, I think. Yeah, that's how I looked at it.
Yeah. And you played because you were a farmer at the time, I
said. I played, of course I did. I was farming. My parents were farmers, as I said earlier. Yeah, we farmed Robinswood Hill and running around chasing cattle. And that's how I probably... kept fairly fit.
Were you a farmer all through your playing career?
Yes, and a milkman as well. We were dairy farmers, and I got nicknamed the flying milkman at one time. but that went, and then I had a nickname, Spider. I don't really know how that came about. I think it was... Russ Lillier, who played fullback for Gloucester, character in his own way, yeah, nice chap. I think he nicknamed me Spider because I was all arms and legs when I ran. And I think Eric said, I think it was Eric Stevens. I think he said it was when I was down at Lydney and I jumped over three players to score a try rather than try and run through them. But I expect Eric to tell us about that. So. It was either one or the other. I was all arms and legs anyway. So,